Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., here at Ace of Spades PDX. .com via Blueberry Podcasting. Yes, or Apple Podcasts, or Google Play, or Spotify. Should I say Spotifizzle? God, does that make me sound old? Damn it, I'm trying, kids. Love you all. And welcome to Rocktober. Woohoo! On what you're not listening to 2019. Can you dig it? Right? Yeah, the Audio Educational Anthology Series. And today, kicking off our show is something amazing. I mean, well, I like to think they're all amazing, but this one, you'll understand in just a minute. On the eve of the 50th anniversary of their debut, the album and band that launched progressive rock, the one and only King Crimson, and we're looking at their career from 1969 through 1974. And this was not the end of the band, by the way. They're still recording and touring and on tour in the United States right now. Wish you were coming to Portland. You never know. You know, wonders never cease, do they? Seems that this year I am reminded of the half-century mark in many ways. Not simply because I was born in late 1968, but Woodstock, Altamont, the Beatles recording their last studio album, the last single by Diana Ross and the Supremes, the moon landing, etc. Oddly, when I first relaunched this series back in late May of this year, there was one show I've been waiting until this week to broadcast. The 50th anniversary of the debut of In the Court of the Crimson King, arguably the very first ever true progressive rock album by King Crimson. Progressive rock is a tag that founder and current Soul original member Robert Fripp has hated for years upon my discovery. And I can understand why. Other prog rock bands of the era, such as Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer, ended up filling their mid to late 1970s LPs with such dross after equally impressive early runs. It's no wonder that punk rockers despise prog rock so much. However, Fripp, originally part of a trio called Giles, Giles and Fripp, that released only one album that was a major commercial disappointment, and that's putting it lightly, he decided early on to follow no one's music but his own. Often changing members, or many left of their own accord due to truly creative differences, he felt that the only way to move forward wasn't to write big hits and maintain a level of comfort by sticking to the same formula. He found a way to make every single amp of the band, and there have been 21 so far, to work. In the words of Maynard James Keenan of Tool, who just recently celebrated another number one LP earlier this year, King Crimson is pretty much who we ripped off over the years. Don't tell anyone, especially them. Upon its release, the first Crimson album is a shock to many. It wasn't hit-laden or commercial. It mixed rock, freeform jazz, some classical, psychedelia, the avant-garde, and at times, a volume and intensity that would make most heavy metal bands blush. King Crimson also brought to prominence the Mellotron, an early type of sampler, to the musical landscape that signaled the end of the 1960s and the introduction of what the possibilities of the 1970s could hold for truly adventurous musicians. The band would disband later after a 1974 tour, only to reemerge in 1981, not sounding like the old King Crimson in terms of sonic landscape, but then again, yes, sounding like the old King Crimson in terms of musicality and a truly let's-try-something-different attitude. Fripp would even ask people to play instruments they'd never previously performed with, and hoping for, and often getting, true spontaneity with them. Even during this period, as evidenced here, the band could go from whispering quiet to a thunderous roar, sometimes even in the same track. Often, their albums and set lists would follow suit, which is slightly replicated here to illustrate their absolute true diversity. I would also like to give a shout-out to John O'Sullivan of Dublin, Ireland. It seems that the first King Crimson album and Mr. O'Sullivan share a birthday on the 10th of October. Your daughter Janet told me once some time ago what a huge fan of the band you were. And sir, I hope this program brings you the happiest of days. We're going to be presenting all of these tracks in a continuous sequence. So get your best, and I truly mean best, headphones on or your best speakers playing and sit in between and just go. It's good because it is truly a immersive mental experience with King Crimson. Kicking it all off will be In the Court of the Crimson King, a live version of that from December of 1969 at the Fillmore West in San Francisco, California. After that is from the album Islands from 71, Ladies of the Road. Following that will be Happy Family from 1970's Lizard. The title track to 1974's Red follows that, which is a personal favorite of the one and only Kurt Cobain of Nirvana. Following that, which was also from 1974, from the album, one of the best album titles ever in history, as far as I'm concerned, Starless and Bible Black, The Great Deceiver. Following that will be a trilogy, excuse me, from 1970, from the album In the Wake of Poseidon, Crimson Second, The Devil's Triangle is the name of the track, Murde Morn, Hand of Syrian, and Garden of Worm follow that. Groon, the B-side to the Cat Food single from 1970, comes in, clocks in after that. Our second to last track will be from the album Larks, Tongues, and Aspic from 73, Easy Money. And finishing it all up will be the very first song on the very first True King Crimson album, In the Court of the Crimson King from 1969, 21st Century Schizoid Man. If you have feedback, comments, love letters, and requests, you're always welcome. Please drop us a line. You can right here on the podcast page, or email me directly at Daddy Ben Bear. Yes, Daddy Ben Bear, one word, at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And love to you all, and happy Rocktober. And again, happy birthday, Mr. O'Sullivan. This, King Children of the Revolution, is King Crimson.
Good evening. We'll start off the night with one of the truly creative young groups from England. Let's welcome them on their first trip here to San Francisco, King Crimson.
Shattered by the sun, I walk the road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sings. Three love eyes in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. City keys put shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson. The gardener plants an evergreen was trampling on a flower. I chased the wind of a prism ship to taste the sweet and the sour. The passion juggler lifts his hand, the orchestra begins, as slowly turns the grinding wheel in the court of the crimson.
ash and sickness, wall and a fruit's tea, and Rufus Spiders, the weapons to sang, we'll blow our own tanks, put a finger in the stick, punch it over the back.
Sergeant Mirror spin. If we lose, the barbers win. Happy family, one hand clap. Four went on, but none came back. We'll be right back.
Father the bride likes to comb his hair with a dipper ride. Once had a friend with a cloven foot. Once he called the tune a checkered suit. Great disease. In the door, in the floor, in the paper bag. The shoe shine boy with a gin shop slag. She raised him up. She called him son. She canonized the ground that he walked upon. Great disease. In the night, he's a star in the Milky Way. He's a man of the world by the light of day. A golden smile, a proposition, and the breath of God smells of sweet sedition. Plain to see, sing hymns, make love, get high for death. Bring his perfume to your bed. You'll charm your life till the cold wind blows. Then sell your dreams to a picture show.
Cigarettes, ice cream, cigarettes. heat from your physique as you twinkle by in moccasin sneakers. And I thought my heart would break when you died.